Good morning, one and all. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning to you. Okay, once again, I'm always up early in the morning trying to do a little song and sing when I know I really can't. But I wanted to give you guys a little bit of motivation as soon as you got on the call this morning. So good morning and welcome back to the FNAT Top Level Monday Motivational Call. And we call this the top level motivation call because we have spoken it out into the atmosphere that we are going to the top this year. We are claiming it and expecting it, and we just know a complete turnaround is going to happen in 2014. Lost years, lost money, lost relationships, lost business will all be recovered. Businesses will be restored this year. And lives will be changed. I am speaking that out. I'm speaking it out for you, and I want you to speak it out for you. This is our year. We are going to the top. And some of us today need to get motivated because we need to get our gifts stirred back up. We got to get our gifts stirred up in our spirit. And we're going to start from right now, and we're going to make that happen. So I want everybody to touch the phone wherever you are. And just say it out loud, that I am going to the top this year. That simple statement is going to change the atmosphere in your life. Mark my words, just that simple statement, speak it out loud, it's going to change the atmosphere. I am Teresa Royale Brown, President of Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, FNET. And on behalf of my husband Charles and myself, we just want to thank you once again for joining us on this call today, because we never want to take it for granted that you are taking the time out of your own busy schedule to come and fellowship with us. We know you're busy, we're busy too, but we just thank you so much for joining us. And you know, Charles and I are honoring our commitment that we have made to do these calls for you guys every single week to jumpstart and motivate and inspire you, to give you some substance to keep focused and stay on track as you move forward in your business. Now, for those of you who do not have a business, and like I say every week, I know we have a lot of folks on the call that are sitting at their desk and they're an entrepreneur kind of on the side, but we know that your business is going to come forth in full force this year, and we're just praying it out and we're speaking it out for you. Now, I usually do a weekend recap, and I haven't done it in a couple of weeks, but I'm going to do a quick weekend recap for those of you who I haven't talked to in a while. Charles and I were actually supposed to be out of the country this past week, last Thursday through this past Sunday. We were supposed to be out of the country, and our trip got canceled unexpectedly due to a schedule conflict. But, you know, I was going to try to attend FraserNet with our good friend George Fraser. He's also FNET Lifetime Achievement Awardee, and I was trying to rearrange some things and get a flight down there, and I had almost gotten it all together. And at the last second, I just heard God's voice say, stay home and rest. And so I realized that my body was just tired. And so it was probably a good thing that our trip did get canceled, because I would have just been laying around because I was so just physically tired. And I needed to rejuvenate, I needed to recharge, and that's exactly what I ended up doing. I needed to get my gifts stirred up because they weren't flowing like they should have been. And, you know, I laid around the house all day on Friday. I just really wasn't feeling that well. And by the weekend, I started feeling a little bit better because I just really just sat myself down and rested. So your body will speak to you and let you know when you need to just rest and recharge and get your gifts stirred back up. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. And I just want to introduce to some and present to others my amazing husband,
Charles Brown, Vice President, Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, FNET. And once again, we want to welcome everyone on the call this morning. Thank you all for being with us. And once again, it is Monday morning. You all could have decided to be anywhere, doing anything with anybody this morning, and you chose to be here with us, and we really appreciate that. We cannot thank you enough. And to reiterate what Teresa was saying earlier, 2014 is our year, and we've been speaking it since January, and a lot of times thinking back to January, because we're going to cover some of the things we covered before, and we're going to do it for a reason. But one of the things we asked even back then, how many times have you ever made the proclamation, this is my year? Because a lot of us have. 2011, this is my year. Something went wrong. 2012, this is my year. 2013, now 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And not only are we saying this is our year, but we're going to make it happen.
That's right.
We're not going to have to say it again in 2015 because we're already going to have accomplished what we set out to accomplish. So 2014 is it. We're going to make it happen.
Yes.
So before we get too far into the call, we will open up, as we always do, on all of our calls and all of our events. And that is with a word of prayer. So if you're on the call with us, feel free to close your eyes, bow with us as we pray. If you are in the car right now, definitely keep your eyes open and pray with us in spirit. Father in heaven, we just come to you right now, giving you thanks once again for a brand new week, a brand new beautiful sunshiny day which you have created. We just give you thanks for, you said in your word that we are to give thanks in all things. And we thank you for this call, the fellowship, Father, that we have had with many that have come on the call. We just pray many blessings upon their businesses, upon their families, everything that the people on this call put their hands to. We call it blessed right now. And we just ask you to bless them, bless their families, bless their households, continue to strengthen everyone in their mind and heart. These things we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
And actually, I'm going to do something I usually don't do. Charles, if you would indulge me for a quick second.
That's what I do.
I want to also acknowledge we have a couple of our elite members that have actually gone through a rough week, and we want to just send a special prayer and recognition that God is going to work in their lives and continue to bless them in spite of the rough times that they're going through. Our friends Derecki and Al Hagler just lost a very close loved one, and they're really going through a rough time. So we just ask that you keep the two of them and their family in prayer. And also Emmy Vickers, who's also one of FNET's former awardees, 2009, our Legacy Female Entrepreneur of the Year. She just had surgery on her knee. And so we want to also just give her a special acknowledgement this morning and just send up special prayers in her recovery. I know how it is to have knee pain, so I am definitely praying a special prayer for Emmy as well this morning. So let's keep us all lifted up, because as we're going on our journey in entrepreneurship, you know, we're entrepreneurs, but we also have lives. We also have stuff that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And we also got to just keep each other lifted up in prayer. And we just know that God is going to touch her body, and we know that he's going to comfort the Haglers in their time of bereavement.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, I mean, we call it a motivational call, and whether you all know it or not, Teresa and I pray for every one of you on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So it's not just the motivational part. I mean, we lift each and every one of you up, and hopefully you guys are doing the same for us.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And I know we have a few new people on the call today, and a lot of times when we have new people on the call or at different events, the question always comes up, who is FNET and what do we do?
Well, who is FNET? FNET is a business-building organization, and I know we say this all the time, and people say, what is a business-building organization? We specialize in bringing businesses together, and we do it because we want people to build relationships. And when you build these relationships, you grow your business, and you grow your bottom line. So we help you do this by having networking events and seminars and workshops, and even a few retreats. And we like to call our events experiences, because the experience we give our attendees, it's one that's warm, it's friendly, it's interactive, and it's a little bit of fun, because we want you to feel like family when you are at an FNET experience.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition, we're one of the only organizations of its kind that doesn't just talk about honoring and recognizing entrepreneurs. We do it. And we do this by hosting our annual Legacy Awards Ball. And that's where we honor 12 to 14 entrepreneurs that are leaving a living legacy. And this is our ninth year, guys. It's our ninth year of hosting these FNET experiences, and we sincerely hope that you join us at one of our upcoming events so you can grow your business and your bottom line.
We have increased that bottom line.
Absolutely.
We can't forget we're in this to make some money, too.
That's right.
and a lot of you ask questions and wonder, why do we even do the motivational calls? As Teresa mentioned earlier, we actually do these calls to uplift, motivate, and inspire entrepreneurs. Because oftentimes many of us, you know, we work for ourselves. We feel like, you know what, I'm doing this on my own. I got to get up. I'm on my grind. I'm doing this by myself. Really could use some help. But I am an entrepreneur, so I have to keep pushing. So we know exactly what you're going through. We do it ourselves. Teresa's full-time with her event planning business. I have my business in regards to financial planning, but I also work full-time. And some of you are doing the same thing. You're working a full-time job and trying to either get your business off the ground or continue working your business. And a lot of times it's difficult. It's hard, and you feel like you just need someone to just reach out and give you a hand. So knowing that and having that understanding, we know you need that extra motivation.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, we started this organization in 2006 because I was just tired. I couldn't find any events or workshops that were local and affordable that I can connect and just build relationships. Sometimes you just want to be in a room with some people that are just like you, that know the grind that you're going through. Am I right? Raise your hand if you know I'm right on that.
I know my hand is up right now.
I know. It's like sometimes you just want to be in a room where you know people are actually on the same grind as you, and you can get leads from each other and bounce ideas off of each other. Sometimes you just need that. So, you know, we invite you. Come and grow your business and bottom line with us. Come to some of our events. Our events are on our website. So make sure that you come and connect with us as soon as you are able. All right, so everybody, it's that time.
What time is it?
It's that time for our affirmation. For those of you who do not know, every FNET experience that we have, and before we really, really get into the meat of our call, we speak into the atmosphere who we are. And we have to speak this out daily. Y'all think that I'm playing when I say this, but there's sometimes I walk around my house and I'm saying, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm saying it out loud because I have to. And that's, you got to motivate yourself sometimes, right? There's some days we don't feel like doing it. You know you don't feel like doing it, but you have got to get up. You got to look in that mirror. You got to motivate yourself. A good friend of mine, Dick Gregory, told me years ago, he's like, you know what, Teresa, I want you to every day look in the mirror and say something positive about yourself. And that was 6-7 years ago that he said that to me. And I'm telling you, it makes a difference. When nobody else is patting you on the back, you got to pat you on the back. So everybody, wherever you are, you know what, let me see who's on the call today. Let me shout a few people out on the call. I want you guys to all stand up. Stand up and really speak into the atmosphere who you are. I see my friend, my dear friend, Daryl Carter, is on the line this morning. Hello, Daryl. Thanks for joining us. I need you to stand it on up, Mr. Mann, and speak into the atmosphere with us. Lady Sylvia Henderson. Lady Sylvia Henderson, are you standing up? I know she's saying it out loud. Yes.
She's been standing up since 10 o'clock.
Victoria Cooper. I always like to shout out my lady, Victoria Cooper. And Victoria Cooper, I know she just underwent some surgery, and God is so good. He brought her out, and I know she is just jumping around the house today, giving him praise. Lady Victoria Cooper, you were in my thoughts and prayers, and Charles and I made sure that we said a special prayer for you, my dear. God is good. Tia Tenacious Titus, good to see you, Tia. I see my lady, Carletta Orr, is on the line. Everybody, please stand up and speak into the atmosphere with us. Good to see you, Carletta. Good to see you, Lady Rosetta Thompson. Wow, we got some wonderful folks on the call today.
Beautiful.
Good to see you guys. I can't shout everybody out because there's a whole lot of you guys. I see a lot of folks from different states on the line. We got a few folks from Florida. We got a few folks from New York. I see a couple people from St. Louis. What's going on? We got all of
St. Louis is on the line.
St. Louis is on the line. We got
what?
A lot of folks from around the country joining us on this call each and every week, and we just are so excited that it is really, really, really starting to get around the country, not just the DMV, but around the country. and eventually around the world. So we are just excited. So come on, guys, stand on up. Stand it up, stand it up, stand it up. You ready, Charles?
I am ready. I'm still trying to get past St. Louis. It's off the line.
That's right, guys. Please, those who don't know, Charles is from St. Louis, so that's a friendly. I'm not sure who it is because I can't see everybody. Everybody's name doesn't come up on our calls, but I can't tell who it is. But St. Louis, thanks for being on the phone with us today as well. And I think my sweetheart, our Legacy 2012 Rising Star Awardee, I think she's on the line. My dear girl, Natalie Williams, I think she's on the line with us this morning. So I'm just excited to see so many familiar faces and then a few folks we don't know that have joined in with us today. So we're ready to speak our affirmation into the atmosphere. You ready?
I'm ready. Nice and loud, everybody. Repeat after us. I am
an entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur. I am
dynamic.
Dynamic. I am
courageous.
Courageous. I am
outstanding.
Outstanding. I am
amazing.
Amazing.
Okay, y'all know I'm gonna stop. Because I don't think that y'all put y'all hand motions in it. Now, when you say you're amazing, you know what you got to do. You got to speak that out loud, proud, and with some force that I am amazing, amazing, amazing. So I want to see some hand motions in it. I want to see you put your whole body in it. So we're going to do that one more again.
I am
amazing.
Amazing.
All right, I felt it that time.
I am
consistent.
Consistent. I am
remarkable.
Remarkable. I am.
And I am blessed.
Blessed.
And highly.
Highly.
Favored.
Favored. Always got a pause right there. And I am.
And I am taking my business to the top.
Taking my business to the top.
Do you believe it?
I believe it.
Do you really believe it?
Yes.
All right, everybody on this call, if you believe those words, I want you to high-five yourself, high-five somebody with you, high-five the steering wheel if you're driving, and say it loud and proud that I'm taking my business to the top.
I'm taking my business to the top.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. All right. I believe everybody on this call really believes that today. We are taking our businesses to the top.
Oh, yes, we have to. We have to. And we are going to do that by working together, each person helping one another.
Yes.
Making sure that everybody eats. And to be able to do that, we cannot forget that on our journey of taking our business to new levels and all the way to the top, we have to reach back, grab someone's hand.
That's right.
Bring them right along with us.
That's right. Absolutely.
And we cannot just do it and say, I got mine, you get yours. We have to reach back and help someone else.
Right. All right, all right. And, you know, we say this affirmation before each and every FNET experience because we believe if you keep speaking out a specific thing into the atmosphere about your life, about your family, and about your business, it's going to come to pass. Now, I'm serious about these guys. You got to be so careful what you speak out of your mouth because it really is going to happen. So you got to speak life. You got to speak good things. And speak positivity over your life and business. And if you do that, watch your life, watch your family, watch your business, and watch your circumstances change.
They're all going to change. We see it on a regular basis. We've seen it in our own lives, in our own businesses. We've seen it in other people's lives, in other people's businesses. And just celebrate them as they move forward and grow.
Absolutely.
And speaking of which, we had one of those people on the phone with us last week. Miss Lady Sharon Bullock of Metamorphosis Boutique shared a powerful testimony of struggle and triumph.
Yep.
It was actually an on-time word, and when I say on-time word, because we're thinking, once again, motivational, but as she shared her experience, it really ministered into my soul, it ministered into my spirit, and it's like, you know what? Exactly. When those hard times come, when the trials and tribulations come, you cannot just stay down. She got back up, moved forward, and is doing outstanding.
That's right. God is good. Mm-hmm. God is good.
And it was definitely an on-time word and one that you need to hear. So if you missed it, check out our website at netonline.com and click on the box that says Monday Motivational Call to hear that replay and all of our previous replays.
Yes, yes. You know, last week, Sharon Bullock's topic was prove them wrong. Don't let the naysayers steal your dream. And it really was a powerful word that was shared by her, and she was such a blessing, and we were all blessed by her transparency and her resiliency. So thanks again, Lady Sharon Bullock, for being such an awesome blessing to everyone on that call. So today, we are going to help you stir up your gifts. You know, the ones you feel in your soul that you were born with, the ones, or ones, I should say, because I believe everybody has more than one gifting. But, you know, it's that thing, that one thing that you do so well that you would do it for free, that you would do it in your sleep. So I want you guys to, you know, make sure you get some paper pads, iPads, notebooks, you know the drill. Whatever that you do to take your notes today, I want you to get them ready because Charles is going to start us off today with this word. And for those of you who have been following us, you know we've been doing these calls for now 6 entire months. And we started off with this back in January, and we called it Stir Up the Gifts Within. And so we're going to do a Stir Up the Gifts today, part two. So make sure that you are ready to take a few notes, and let's jump right in. Charles, take it away.
Not a problem. Okay, now in January, and you know what? Some of the people on the call right now were actually on that call
yes,
in January.
Yes, they were. Absolutely.
And what we wanted to focus on then was it's a brand new year. It's 2014. 2014 is going to be our year, and we need to get everything in order. So to get everything in order, we were talking about stirring up the gift, and we were referencing 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6, which talks about stirring up that gift of God that is within you. And using a reference of Kool-Aid, if you all have seen the picture that Teresa has sent out on Facebook, it's a very nice picture of the Kool-Aid man running around. And he's running so fast, his clothes are just, you know, hanging in the wind and everything. And just took us all the way back. And I know a lot of people on the call are around our age. Don't try to act like y'all that young. But,
hey, we're young. What are you talking about?
but if you remember those times when we were making Kool-Aid when we were young, and you went and you got the Kool-Aid patch, you got the water in there, you put in the Kool-Aid, then you picked up that sugar and put it in. Nobody was measuring the sugar. Mm-hmm. We just picked that thing up and poured that sugar in until it tastes just right.
Mm-hmm.
But if you poured all those ingredients in and you hadn't stirred it yet, if you were to taste it, what would it taste like? It really wouldn't have that real good sweet Kool-Aid taste to it yet until you did what? Until you actually stirred it up because everything was settled at the bottom.
Yes.
Now, in the beginning of the year, we were talking about putting together your business plans and things like that. And God just ministered to us over the weekend to do this again today because a lot of times, I mean, June is halfway over.
No.
Well, June is all the way
That's
over.
Right.
The year is halfway over.
That's right.
And a lot of times we get to that halfway mark and slow down a little bit. Some of you have already been on vacations this summer. Some of you may already be on vacation listening to us. Some of you may have a vacation coming up. And a lot of times when we get back, it's hard to just really pick up where we left off and say, you know what, I'm going to keep my grind going to the end of the year. So we have to remember to stir up those gifts. Now, how do we do that? In one way or another, or one way that you can do that, when we talked in January about putting those business plans together, go right back to the business plan. What were those goals? What did you have down that you said, you know what, I want to accomplish this by July 1st? And just see, did I accomplish it? If you did accomplish it, great, keep it moving. If you didn't, what slowed you down? What hindered you? What is it that you needed to do? Or maybe you planned to do something and didn't do it, that you need to do to make sure that that goal is accomplished and you can move to the next one. And take a really good look at that business plan again. Now, not your overall business plan, but what did you have planned for 2014? So we have to stir those gifts back up. A lot of times in the middle of the year, we're not as excited as we were in January. You know, January is the beginning of the year. We're jumping and shouting, I'm going to do this thing this year. July comes around, oh, it's all right. I'll see what I can do. And a lot of times we've asked people how your business is going. It's doing all right. Is that what your goal was for your business, to just do all right? And if it wasn't, what can you do? What can you ask others for help in? And how can we help you get to where you want to be? Those gifts have to be stirred up. One of the other things is, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong, it was maybe the second or third call we did in January, where we were talking about keeping the main thing, the main thing.
Yeah.
And when it comes to keeping the main thing, the main thing, we gave some examples of how we in our own businesses had gotten off track. Another business comes around and we'll jump into that business. We'll jump into somebody else's business. And if your business is an MLM, that's perfectly fine. If it's not, and someone asks you to join their business, you have to stop and think, is this what is in the vision that God gave me?
Mm-hmm.
Was this in the vision to go off and do someone else's business and not focus on mine? And a lot of times people lose focus, lose their business, lose a lot of money because they've gotten off track.
Mm-hmm.
So two things this morning. Stir up the gift of God that is within you and keep the main thing, the main thing. And on top of all of that, Teresa's got several tips she's going to give to help us stay online, keep the gifts stirred up, and keep the main thing the main thing.
Mm, yeah, you know, in January, I gave 7 tips to help you stir up your gifts. And I'm going to go back and recap those 7 that were shared, because I know some folks were not on that call. So first, before I get into that, I went to an event probably about 2 or 3 years ago, and there was a multimillionaire. He was speaking. I won't say his name, but he was speaking, and we were all listening to him intently. And one of the things that he said that I will never forget, and listen to this, make sure you write this down, because this is very powerful. He said, "Know thyself and thy gift." Know thyself and thy gift. What is your gift? What is that one thing that you can do it with your eyes closed? You can do it, but I couldn't do it. Does that make sense? There's some people that are great hairdressers. I can't do my own hair. I got to go to the hairdresser. That's not my gift. Some people can sing. They can open a mouth and sing. Now, don't get me wrong. I do my little good morning songs for y'all, but technically, I can't sing. That's their gift, not my gift. My gift, I'm an event planner. I can plan an event in a day. I can plan a wedding in a week. That's just what I do. I can do it, and I can do it quickly. I can do it efficiently. That's just my gifting. So you have to know thyself and thy gift, because your gift or gift will make room for you.
Yes,
your
will.
Gifts will make room for you. So here is the 7 tips to help you stir up your gift that we shared back in January. Number 1, ask for help. Now, asking for help just requires that you simply open your mouth and ask. Because we have not, because?
We ask not.
You have to ask. So to keep your gift stirred up, ask for help. Suppose you just are, you know, stumped. You're like, oh my God, I need somebody to, you know, give me some funding for a project. Who could I ask for help to get that done? You're not going to get it done unless you ask for help. So to keep your gift stirred up, that's the biggest thing. Ask for help. Number 2, focus on the positive aspects of your gifting. If you have to get your gifts stirred up, you got to focus on them. So you have to focus on the positive aspects of your gift. Make sure you do that. The more you focus on it, the more it's going to come to pass. So to keep that gift stirred up, focus on the positive aspects of it. Number 3, be grateful for your gift. Gratitude is powerful. Do not take your gift for granted, because the more grateful you are for your gift, God will increase it. And when he increases it, it stirs it up. Be grateful for your gift. Number 4, do something with your gift. In order to keep your gift stirred up, you got to use it. You ever heard that phrase? If you don't use it, what's going to happen?
You may lose it.
Absolutely. So do something with your gift. Don't let it just sit up on the shelf and you not do anything with it. Number 5, and this is going to sound kind of weird to some, But number five is laugh and have fun. Happy thoughts and happy associations with people keep your gifts stirred up. If you're around positive people, if you're around people that make your spirit leap, your gift is going to continually be stirred up. I have a group of people that I am just so thankful that I'm associated with, and they keep my gift stirred up all the time. Make sure you are laughing. Make sure you are smiling. Make sure you're having fun every single day. And I guarantee you, your gift is going to be completely stirred up, just like that Kool-Aid. Number six, celebrate your gift. Do something every day that celebrates your gifting. Even if it's something that is patting yourself on the back, taking yourself out sometimes, celebrate the gift that God has given you. The more you celebrate it, the more it continually stays stirred up.
Mm-hmm.
And number seven, and this is probably one of the biggest ones of all,
mm-hmm.
You've got to share your gift. You have to share it. Share it freely. And sometimes when you're sharing it, you're not getting money for it. But as I said earlier, your gifting is something that you would do for free. Now, I'm not saying do it for free all the time, but if it's your gift and somebody's in need of it, you share that gift. And when you share it and when you help others with your gifting, God is going to increase it more and more and more. So that's those seven tips that I shared back in January. They were great then. They're even better now that we're at the halfway mark of 2014. Remember, this is our year, y'all. This is our year. And so in order for us to get to the top, we have to exercise the seven tips in keeping our gift stirred up.
Mm-hmm. We have to exercise each and every one of them. And if you all have not realized so far, just by listening to the seven tips, we are the Kool-Aid.
That's right.
So it's not even just about keeping it stirred up. Once it's stirred up, we have to remember that is actually who we are. We are the ones that have to be kept stirred up, moving forward, using those gifts, sharing them with others. And as we do those things,
yeah,
the money will come. Because
yeah,
when it's all said and done, we are in business to make money.
Right.
And like I tell a lot of people in my field, when we go out and we help families, and it's all about helping families and pouring into someone else, the money will come. You don't have to focus on the money.
Right.
Use your gifts for others unselfishly.
Absolutely. And just make sure you're making those calls, making those connections, and you're striving for your goals. When you do that, when you continually do that, your gifts will make room for you. Keep those gifts stirred up, because why? We are the Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, I don't know if we ever would, but I'm thinking right now, that should probably be a part of the affirmation. I am the Kool-Aid.
No, I don't know about that, honey.
I am the Kool-Aid.
I am the Kool-Aid. But I want y'all saying that this week. Y'all are the Kool-Aid. We are the Kool-Aid.
Exactly, exactly. And we really hope y'all were blessed this morning, benefited. And Teresa, I believe, has a couple of announcements for us.
Just really quickly, the FNET camp dates have been moved. We had a major schedule conflict that came up. So we have moved the FNET camp dates to August 10th through the 16th. So please make sure that you make note. That actually gives you guys a little bit more time. So August 10th through the 16th are the new camp dates. And I know there's a few people on the call that I do need to get with. I know they want their children to be part of it. So if you haven't submitted your application for that, please go ahead and do that. Secondly, save the date. Our next networking event is July 10th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. 6:30 to 9 p.m. at the Woodmore Country Club. And those of you who came to our last networking event, you know,
it was amazing.
We have a brand new networking approach that we rolled out last month. Everybody loved it, and it was all about building relationships. So make sure, if you are serious about making some contacts that will turn into contracts, meet us on July 10th. Details to sign up are coming soon. Please make sure you keep checking our website for more details.
Mm-hmm, because we would love to network with each and every person on the phone. That includes those out of town. If you just happen to be in town that day, make sure you get with us.
Absolutely, absolutely. And save the date, Bold, Brave, and Beautiful. It's for women entrepreneurs and women professionals. It's going to be August the 3rd. This is our fourth year doing Bold, Brave, and Beautiful. It gets better and better and better. And Lady Sharon Bullock, who was on the call last week, she has agreed to do a fashion stroll during Bold, Brave, and Beautiful. We're going to be reaching out to some of our ladies that are part of the EPNET organization and inviting you to be one of our models. Sharon has awesome clothing, and so you will definitely be able to see some of her fashions on August the 3rd. So save the date. It's going to be awesome. Details coming out this week. And finally, October 25th, guys, the Legacy Awards Ball. October 25th, Legacy Awards Ball. We haven't really been pushing it as much because we know it's a few months away, but effective now, we're going to be really promoting that dinner. So you make sure that you get your tickets. Tickets are on sale now. Please go to the EPNET website for more details. October 25th, you don't want to miss it. All right. I think that's it. No more announcements for me.
I think we have one more thing. You did talk about the EPNET camp,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if we did say there may be a couple of spots left, so if there's anyone on the line with us that has a child or knows someone that has a child with an entrepreneurial mind or entrepreneurial spirit that would really benefit from coming to the camp, definitely get in contact with us, whether it's by email. Have you given the email address?
No, they can send the email to info@fnetonline.com. That's info@fnetonline.com.
And that's EPNETONLINE, fnetonline.com.
Charles just likes to sing it, y'all. Y'all know that, right? All right, so please keep checking the EPNET website for more details. We have some more announcements, but we won't bore you guys. We will share them and post them out later. But once again, we thank you for joining us on this important call today.
Mm-hmm.
Remember,
yes, we do.
We are EPNET, where we are passionate about connecting entrepreneurs and increasing their bottom line
one
relationship
at a
time. And remember, say it over and over and over this week that you are the Kool-Aid.
I am the Kool-Aid.
I am the Kool-Aid. I am the Kool-Aid. Keep saying it, guys, because we got to keep stirring up the gifting that God has given to each and every one of us.
Amen, amen. Everybody have a blessed week.
Have a great day. Take care.
Bye now.